You live in a neighborhood that's had its share of struggles. It is your home. But to others, your home is a handy off-the-radar place to come dump trash and drive off, or engage the services of a prostitute and then head back home again. What do you do about these outsiders you call humpers and dumpers? If you're Jonathan Palmerville and Lisa Thompson of Detroit's Brightmoor neighborhood, you start by getting mad and then picking up a video camera and recording what happens next.
All right, tell me what we got here, honey.
I was driving home last night from work. Saw a brand new pile dumped here on Ridge. It was pretty dark. Someone was going through it with a flashlight, so I didn't stop.
Looks like they strewed it all over the place here.
Oh, they made a mess.
And let's go take a look and see what we have here. Maybe we'll find where it all comes from.
And that they do. And then this Brightmoor power couple returns the trash to the dumper and posts the video on YouTube. These camera crusaders are with us right now. Jonathan Palmerville and Lisa Thompson, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having us, Cynthia.
Your YouTube channel makes for some fascinating and thought-provoking viewing. And I'm wondering what got you, Jonathan, to the point of saying, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm taking this trash back to the dumpers. And by the way, we're going to roll a video camera while we do.
It was simply bore out of frustration. I was tired of picking up condoms off my front lawn, picking up trash from people coming into the neighborhood that shouldn't be there and dumping off their refuse. That's where I decided, you know what, I'm going to start taking back the streets. I'm going to do that with a video camera. And here we are today. It just kind of grew legs and started walking on its own.
And Lisa, you keep that camera rolling as Jonathan picks things up and figures out where it might have come from. And then knocks on doors and unloads that stuff on someone's lawn. What are some of the reactions you've seen, Lisa, as people get busted?
Lots of excuses. Lots of, we didn't know, we couldn't do this.
Somebody said I paid someone else to do it.
They use that excuse a lot. If you can imagine it, it's been said.
What is that moment like when you know you've got them right there, you're talking to the person that dumped that stuff? What do you see in their eyes?
It's most likely fear, the most thing. They don't want to get caught. That's the last thing they want to do, get caught doing any illicit activities. And when they see my video camera, that's when they really you see the fear in their faces.
Well, I will say, because I've watched a lot of your videos, you have an unfailingly polite, business-like approach to what you're doing. So you're not going in there looking to mix it up. What's the message you're sending to these people as you walk up to their front doors?
This is a community. This is where people live. And you know, I'm not trying to escalate a situation. I'm trying to get it to stop. And by treating people with civility, I think that's, you know, where we're going to change things. I could go out there and yell and scream and say every bad word in the world. It's not going to change their behavior. My hopes is to change the behavior and they see where they're going wrong and what they can do to fix that.
Just to break this down for those who have not seen Jonathan's YouTube channel, he finds trash dumped in the neighborhood and then off they go, breaking into the bags and identifying maybe from a letter or some. I've noticed you found pill bottles with names on there and then return to sender. Let's take a listen right now as Jonathan gives a piece of his mind to one of these dumpers.
You know what you're doing is illegal, right? No, you're not. No, I want you to pick everything you just put out. Pick it back up and put it back in your truck. Have you seen me on the news?
Yeah.
No, you need to pick everything up that you just put out there, put it back in your truck. I seen you stalking the neighborhood. No. I know who owns this place. You are not doing this. You are not dumping here. You're about to go on YouTube, my friend.
So this one, you caught him in the act.
Yeah. It wasn't too hard. I was out actually mowing my lawn, and this guy he was coming up and down the street, and I'm like, holy cats, he's going to dump.
Now, this, I can sense, could get a little hairy, Lisa. Is there ever a point where you're like, oh, I'm not sure we should, or someone might turn on us in the wrong way?
Yeah, a lot of times I'm the person waiting on the front porch with the phone with 911 in my hand, just in case I hear gunshots, especially when he leaves our street, because most of what happens on our street. But yeah, when he leaves, it is somewhat of a scary situation.
What do you do about the ones you call the humpers?
The humpers. My target is the guys that are coming into the neighborhood, not necessarily the hookers themselves. You know, they got to live too. And, and I'm not trying to foster this ill will with anybody in the neighborhood. But these cats are coming in from Livonia, Redford, Sterling Heights, Garden City. They're picking up hookers and they're doing their dirty deeds in front of our houses, in a, you know, in front of abandoned houses that, are for sale in our neighborhood. Nobody wants to look at a house that has a dozen condoms thrown on the front lawn.
How do you know where they come from?
We're able to work with a lot of the news reporters, Channel 7, Channel 4. They have tracked down a lot of the folks. They haven't put any of that out there, but we know exactly where they're coming from.
And the same with the dumpers. How far have you had to go? What's the furthest you've driven when you found an envelope or some piece of ID?
Well, if you're headed south, it would be Romulus. If you're headed north, it has been Waterford. We actually got a dumping situation. The video is called
Storage Wars.
Storage Wars, yeah. Detroit edition. And it was two girls that had their storage unit sold out from under them. Somebody in my neighborhood bought it, decided they'd keep all of the relevant stuff that they want, and then trashed the rest on the side of the road. Not only that, that turned into a felony identity theft. And that's what we're trying to stop. You know, this information that's dumped on the side of the road can be used against the folks that may not even know that their stuff is lining up on our surface streets.
This jumped out at me because when I was a TV reporter in Detroit through the 90s, I remember going to the west side of Detroit, and there was a street off of Livernois that you couldn't get through. You couldn't drive through because of the couches and the stuff that had been dumped. And you talk to neighbors, and they said the same thing you did. These are people from elsewhere and coming and using our neighborhood as basically their toilet.
Right on. It's opportunity-driven. It's these folks, they see an opportunity. They think that, you know, that's the perception of what Braymore is today. Is this where we can they can come in, dump off their trash, pick up their hookers, pick up their drugs, and then take off and
head
go back home.
Go back home. Mm-hmm. What do your neighbors say about your activities? And I'm curious if you're noticing anything less as you're getting more attention for your video vigilanteism.
Hmm. We have a lot of family as neighbors, so that's kind of a...
But it runs the gamut. There's a few folks that they do not like that I am out there with my camera. They think it's illegal.
This is your neighbors now.
These are neighbors. And then there's the other folks that really help us out wholeheartedly. They come together. We have a call out system. So we'll go ahead and message out to the other neighbors and they will do the same to us. And we come out together now. So we can make it a safe neighborhood, and we all respond to this. We're starting to grow a bit. Not everybody's a fan of what we're doing, but when they see the effect, I couldn't see why not. Why would they not like what we're doing in there? We're not just, you know, busting the dumpers. We're cleaning up their messes as well, mm-hmm. and we're getting it taken care of by the city. I think that's the best thing that we have going on right now is the partnerships that are being built within the community and the city itself.
What kind of partnerships are you able to build more and more now with the city?
The Department of Neighborhoods have been very good to us as far as helping us clean up the stuff that's dumped off on a constant basis. We probably have about 3 dumpings that happen on a weekly basis within our probably about a half a mile radius from my house. So it's a lot of dumping.
Our ticket writer, all he has to do is watch Jonathan's videos, and he issues tickets without even talking to us. So,
yeah, we're able to issue tickets through the videos itself.
Right.
That's the partnership. The police love what we're doing. The community loves it, and people reaching out everywhere. I don't think there's too many people out there that is opposed to what we're doing here.
Absolutely. How long do you think you'll be doing this?
As long as it takes.
As long as it takes. I don't think it's going to subside anytime soon. In my neighborhood, we're looking really good. We've brought as clean as we've gotten in the last 20 years. What I want to do is actually branch out and help other communities to do the same thing. What I'm doing is not unique. It's unique to my neighborhood. But if you went ahead and did this type of activities in any of these suburbs that I mentioned earlier, they're not going to go for it. It's just the only thing that's unique about what I have going on is that it's in Brightmoor and not in Livonia.
Now, how do people find your videos on YouTube?
Yeah, well, you can go to my YouTube site. It's called Faulknut, F-O-C-H-N-U-T.
And there you are. Jonathan Palmerville and Lisa Thompson, the power couple of Brightmoor, who are the Camber Crusaders. We want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cynthia.